is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Nepal quake death toll tops 7,200. Four more people have been rescued from the rubble days after the April 25th earthquake in Nepal. Officials say hopes of finding more survivors are fading fast, with a death toll above 7,200. Paul Garwood of the World Health Organization spoke from Kathmandu from VOA for about the crisis in Nepal.
In terms of health, the earthquake has had a major impact on health facilities in the country of Nepal. It's displaced many people, so put them in precarious conditions health-wise. And it's caused, of course, the need for there to be a huge influx of national, international aid in terms of medical supplies and medical professionals to respond to the great health needs.
Mr. Garwood said international groups are helping, but more is needed. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry honored the victims of the 1998 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi and a series of more recent attacks as he pledged Monday that the U.S. will continue supporting the fight against terrorism.
The terrorists who struck on August 7, 1998, failed utterly in their purpose, which was to implant fear in the hearts of the Kenyan people and to divide America from the citizens of this country.
Mr. Kerry also met Monday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. A Nigerian military rescue operation ended months of captivity for hundreds of women and children who'd been kidnapped by Boko Haram militants. Officials say those rescued do not appear to be from the group of 200 schoolgirls kidnapped last week in Chibok. Officials said Sunday the group of 275 rescued last week in northeastern Nigeria arrived at a refugee camp. This is VOA News. 10 migrants drowned in the Mediterranean near the coast of Libya over the last few days, but at least 4,800 were rescued as people smugglers took advantage of a calm seas to attempt the often perilous crossing to Europe. Hundreds of migrants, mostly African, but also many Syrians escaping the war at home, land every day on the Italian coast after being rescued by the Italian Navy or Coast Guard. Cameroon journalists observed Press Freedom Day on Sunday against the backdrop of what they described as a persistent crackdown on media outlets and journalists. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports.
The vice president of Cameroon's Communication Council, Peter Esoka, says they suspended the media outlets in line with the main objective of the council, which is to regulate the practice of journalism in Cameroon. He says the decisions were based on media offense complaints filed by Cameroonians.
When a complaint comes to us, we summon the people on whom the complaint has been made to come and explain. So we have no discrimination whatsoever.
Journalist John Ba, president of the Cameroon Anglophone Newspaper Publishers Association, says most of the people who file complaints to the Communications Council are government ministers and state functionaries. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, Yaoundé.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Eric Chu, the visiting head of Taiwan's ruling Nationalist Party, to discuss the continuing development of cross-Taiwan Strait relations. China and Taiwan split during the Civil War in 1949. Beijing regards the island as a rogue province and has threatened force, if necessary, to bring it back into the fold. The mayor of the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, has ended the citywide overnight curfew as protesters held another rally Sunday night against police violence. Baltimore was in turmoil last week after the funeral of Freddie Gray, the African-American man who died last month while in police custody. Police in the U.S. state of Texas killed two men who they said began shooting at a school security officer late Sunday outside the site of a contest for cartoons depicting Islam's Prophet Muhammad. An organization called the American Freedom Defense Initiative sponsored the contest, offering a $10,000 prize for the winner. The group's website said more than 350 cartoons were submitted for the event that would stand for free speech and show that Americans will not be cowed by violent Islamist intimidation. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.